Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast.
Hey, y'all. It's your favorite girl, Kayla, here with the PWK Podcast, and we are live with my favorite guys, Devin and Mike Jack, also joining us, hopefully, Missy Wells.
He's not her favorite.
He's my favorite. I always enjoy him. We always have good conversations.
We do.
That was great.
You did a great job. You say you did a good job, so say you did a good job.
I did a good job.
G-O-O-D-J-O-B. Good job. Good job.
It's always a hater in the crowd, you know?
How y'all been?
Surviving.
I've been great, man.
It feels like it's been so long since we've had you on the show with us, Kayla. Like, for real.
I mean, it's been a minute. I almost died twice.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Almost died twice.
Wait, how did you almost die twice?
Man, when we had that power outage from the storm.
Uh-huh.
I went all the way to Monroe to get a generator. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the electrician set it up right outside under the carport. And at like 2 o'clock in the morning, carbon monoxide alarm goes off. ADT calling my phone talking about you need to get out the house. Yeah. We got a carbon monoxide alarm. And I'm telling him like, I don't smell nothing. And
he's like, a silent killer.
You're not going to smell anything. I was like, bro, I just got AC back. I'm not going outside. What you mean? You said the fire department? If the fire department on their way, they could be able to save me, you know?
Right.
Or anything, you know, take me a little too far. But then I got up and I went outside.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got here, they stepped inside with their little carbon monoxide reading, and it went off. And I was damn, I was really about to die.
Dang.
Lord, we didn't know about that.
Yes.
All for the feel. Be cool.
All to be cool. And I'd do it again.
That's crazy. Worth it, huh?
Yep.
I would
risk carbon monoxide poisoning just to get some cool air.
Look, I don't know if I went to sleep because I was tired or if it was gas. It was anything. I was cool, though.
You know, it was a group of friends in Mexico. They all died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
They were staying at an Airbnb.
Yes.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because we back up and running. It's safe to be here now.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, by the way.
The alarms work.
By the way, this is our first time, you know, when you hear Kayla. Kayla usually be on the phone like Mike is right now, but we are in Shreveport.
Whoop, whoop, Wretched City.
Louisiana, hanging out with Kayla, because she is a member of our podcast. And we just love her so much.
I mean, because I'm lovable.
But how y'all, Mike, how are you doing? You gonna be on the show this time?
Oh, yeah. You already know we front and center, you know.
All right.
All right. So, two episodes y'all been gone. Have y'all been listening?
Yes.
So, what do y'all think of the past episodes? Or what do y'all have to say about some of the things? Let's talk about the Titanic. Submissible first.
The infamous Titanic, the most famous shipwreck ever.
No one cares, Devin.
No.
I mean, that's white people problems. I'm not too concerned about white people problems, if I'm being honest. Especially, it happened so long ago, and we couldn't even get on the ship. So, whatever. But them people that got in that little tin can sub, you know, it's negligent to me to have all that money and not have a backup plan. I don't understand it.
What you mean I have a backup plan?
Like if shit went left, you know, down there.
For when the shit go left, how are we going to get back? Nobody asked questions? Everybody was just ready to die?
I'm sorry, that's just how white people think. White people think like that. They live in the moment.
Like white people with money?
You know.
There's no way.
Yes.
You know, you would have thought they would have been, like, connected to some kind of rope or something, possibly.
I mean, to pull them back.
Yeah. It probably would have had to be, like, 3 miles long, but still.
What type of rope is that?
I mean, he went to the junkyard to find all the parts to put this sub together so he could have found a cord to connect it to.
I feel like you can probably get a 3-mile rope made.
I guess the biggest thing that always I said this on the show, the biggest thing that gets me, why are you going to see some rusty, crusty, old ass ship?
Because he wanted to join.
I already explained this the other week.
Man. I know.
Why? Why were they down there? I told y'all. Most famous rock ship ever.
No one can. Devin,
what is that's really why, down though.
There?
That's why.
What is
really
that, right?
Down there for you to
a
see?
Ship. A no, crusty just, old ship.
It's just, you know, I don't know. I think it's just the thought of seeing it with your own eyes.
Well,
you know,
now
this piece
they
of
get
history.
To see it forever.
Right. Because they down there with them. I bet them people, the Titanic spirit, like, oh, what y'all niggas down here for?
Oh, you came to join us? You here to stay?
Lord.
Welcome. Yeah.
Come on in. Mm-hmm.
Make yourself comfortable.
Jack right around the corner.
What? Jack wasn't even real. Jack ain't even here. He
right.
Ain't down here for nothing. That's Leo.
Mike, what you think about it?
Honestly, I would have been one of them niggas on the submerged.
What?
You would have went down there?
Wow, you and Devin, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't have went down there.
Devin, I don't believe
it. I said if it wasn't as far down, I would, but I know how far down it is, so no, I'm not going that far
Devin
down.
Lying.
I promise Devin, I wouldn't go that
if,
far
if
down.
If Devin was given the opportunity to go see his famous Titanic ship, he would go. It's in his blood. He wouldn't tell us, though.
The fact that you've already identified it as the most popular shipwreck,
it is.
Lets me know that
how many
you
times did you cry on the Titanic
on that damn sub.
How many times did you cry watching the Titanic?
I don't know how many times I cried. It was multiple. It was multiple. But
what did you cry for?
See, I told y'all this. Y'all, ain't, the reason I cried while watching the movie is because it's like, you know, because you seen it, right?
Uh huh.
How many times you seen it?
Several.
Okay, cool. So it's like, you know, during the whole shipwreck scene,
uh-huh.
It's almost like you put yourself on that ship.
No,
you know?
I didn't.
Thank you. Thank you, Kayla.
It's like you put yourself in them people's shoes, you know,
no,
on the ship.
And like I said on the show, no.
No, I didn't.
I would never put myself in that situation. And then I asked you, was any blacks on there? What you say?
No.
So
no.
How can you picture yourself on the ship?
Who did you put yourself as? Jack?
Nah, I definitely wouldn't know that.
One of the rich people?
Nah, I probably would have been in the lower class.
Yep, a peasant.
But I fought my way up.
A peasant.
But I fought my way up to the top of the boat, but still go die anyway.
No, you know? No, they did not fight their way up to the top of the boat.
Some were
the
able
doors
to.
Doors were chained shut. They were at the bottom. They drowned.
Some
even
got up there.
As they were dying, the people was cold-blooded, and you put yourself in their shoes.
You know, just let me be one of the violinists.
That while the ship goes
and
down?
Let me play my soul away, y'all. Let me tell you, one thing I'm not going to do, chivalry is dead. I'm knocking bitches over, them and the kids.
Well, you a girl, you would have been able to get on a lifeboat.
Right. You right.
You would have been straight. You
right.
And the kids would have been straight.
I'm safe.
Once again, stupid movie. That's a lot of holes in that movie.
I mean, it's not a lot of holes.
It's not a lot of holes in the movie.
This is... I'm talking about
they weren't there.
I'm talking about the storyline.
Oh.
I'm talking about.
See, I didn't want to get this Jack into Titanic, you know, but
no,
I'm cool with it. Don't get me wrong.
Jack would have been okay. He told her, "Get on the ship, and we're gonna be okay." I truly believe the dude that she came with
had an arrangement on the other side of the ship for Jack. No, he did not.
I believe he did.
Fuck about Jack.
I believe he did.
He didn't.
I believe he did.
He didn't.
I believe
he did. You remember that?
Did he?
Why would he try to save the nigga that was fucking his wife?
They were both. Wait, they wasn't his wife.
Well, his soon to be wife.
His soon to be
fiance.
First of all, they were both together, all three of them, and they told Rose, "Get on the boat."
They were trying to save Rose. Because both of them love.
We are going to be okay. And one thing about a peasant, you're going to find a way.
Not out in the middle of the Atlantic.
You are going to find a way.
Not while everybody who literally, there was no finding a way in these icy ass waters.
We're talking about 1,500 people.
Nobody was fucking prepared for this shit to go down. Nobody was ready.
And then her dumb ass.
And I like the cruise. Let me. I like to get on these big ass cruise ships. So if this shit ever happened, you know, I'm going to die because I can't swim. But I will never let a bitch get on a ship before me. No, ho, move. I'll knock my own fucking mama off.
Lord.
I'm being real.
Like,
she lived.
Kayla, where is your mama? Look, it was either me or her.
Huh?
Take your pick.
Your mama, call you.
My mama created me.
Your boyfriend be like, Kayla, where's your mama? Look, you want me or you want her?
Look, my mama, I had told my mama to go to the gym with me to work on her knees. She be complaining. She be complaining. Ooh, and the iron. She
boy,
ain't ready.
I would
she
hate,
ain't ready.
I would hate if your mama saw you after they everybody survived. And Kayla, what the hell?
She probably never talked to me again, and I will understand. But you survived, and you know, we'll work on it. Maybe go to therapy. Maybe Ayana can come fix this.
So, Mike, you would have been on the submissible, trying to see the Titanic ship.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. The most enticing part to me would have been the patrol, because you got to understand, even though the ship went down, everything else was fucked up.
The control.
The control is still working. I have y'all know. A lot of niggas say a lot of shit about the controller. The controller continues to work for everything else.
The controller clearly wasn't working.
It blew up. It imploded. Mike, it imploded. That means you would have been dead, bruh. You got 2K on your mind, don't you?
No, I'm on Madden right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mike, you saying that you would have got in there just because of the controller?
I would have been enticed, Kayla. I was like, this company is so innovative.
Obviously, they weren't innovative enough.
I mean,
they use
there's a Tesla of submarines. Damn it.
No, Mike. Like
they
that's,
just killed they five was, people.
That just showed how janky it was. That's why they.
I wouldn't go on that now. I would have been on that with them. I'd have been six first.
It's the fact that you would even do it, and I've been seeing lately like commercials for actual submarine. Under the sea stuff for that, and I was like, no.
You know they got an apartment, they got a hotel underwater.
Where?
I forgot where it is, but they got a hotel underwater.
How deep?
It's pretty deep, actually.
Can't be too far deep, bro.
No. It was this couple from New Orleans. You have to watch Mr. Ballin, and they was at an underwater hotel, and. Yeah. The husband, which was the white guy.
Where he was the fiancé.
Yeah, the fiancé, he went out there into the water, and she had to watch him die.
She had to watch him die?
Yeah.
How did he die?
He was in underwater. He was swimming. He was out there swimming, and something happened, and he couldn't get back in. And so she watched him die.
Not be able to get back up to the surface?
No, not to be able to get back into the hotel that they was in.
Oh, and he couldn't go up to the surface?
No. I said it was weird. It was way down there. Yeah.
Oh, and she had to watch him die. Oh, because new experiences and I want to see things for myself. And it's the whiteness.
You know, I wanted to go snorkeling, but after all of this, no,
snorkeling has been proven to be safe.
Nah.
Why would you go deep under?
Obviously, you haven't been watching Mr. Ballin enough.
Well, no, I have not been watching
because
Mr. Ballin.
Because there's three snorkeling stories he got where people died. And I was like, you know what?
I mean, people die doing almost everything before at some point. You know?
And don't take no water advice from me because I can't swim. And I don't do
I can't
that.
Swim either.
Yeah, so it's a wrap.
But can't swim.
No.
And what y'all thought of the BET Awards? That was the other episode.
Pound Town, thugging with my round. My coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Hey, nigga, looking for the holes. Go suck a bitch toes.
Yep. She showed out in front of Bobby Jones.
So you liked it?
It was ghetto.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch it?
No.
Hey, thank you.
Just saying clips
this guy,
of it.
Devin.
I watched bits and pieces of it.
Devin gave it an 8 out of 10.
You had to watch a good majority.
I mean, I don't have high expectations. I don't be having high expectations for award shows, though.
But an 8 out of 10, Devin?
Because, I mean,
that's pretty high.
They all go the same, you know.
They're not.
People come there dressed up. People perform. People win awards. Yeah, in the after party.
There was at one time. But this is the thing. Before there was the BET Awards and all that. And I'm not talking... The MTV Awards.
The VMAs.
The VMAs were dope. Like, when I was coming up. They were really, really dope. I would be excited to watch them. And when they premiere, I would watch it from top to bottom. I would say, hey, everybody, leave me alone. I'm watching the VMAs. And it was entertaining. But now to see this and to see the type of stuff. And then I told you, it's biased. It's very, very biased.
I mean, I ain't never looked at the VMAs. Or
really?
Bruh, I watched the VMAs.
Man, the VMAs used to be popping.
I mean, I watched it, but I've never just been amazed by it. I think my favorite award ceremony was the BET Awards when Monique was the host and she did that Beyonce dance. Because, I mean, put on for the big girls. Yeah, like that.
That's when Single Ladies was out.
No, that's when she did Crazy in Love. She did Crazy in Love. And then when Beyonce performed, she did Get Me Bout It.
Yeah.
They did Get Me Bout It. See, I used to watch it.
That's when it was good.
Yeah.
That they just did now. But that's the where hip hop and music culture is for us right now. It's in the trash.
Yep.
I can't understand what half these niggas be talking about.
Who is it go take to come save it?
Not me.
God restarting the earth.
Yep. Some people gotta die.
I mean, some bloodlines can't continue. You
Lord.
That's how we got here. But that's a different day.
That's another story.
That's another conversation.
Lord. Mike, did you watch it? Mike.
NBA Youngboy candidate on his back. Right?
See, I knew he was going to bring NBA Youngboy into this. I knew it was coming.
He a part of the problem.
I'm not going to lie, Kayla. I'm not going to lie. I was in Vicksburg, and I was taking one of my coworkers home. I was giving her a ride home, right? And they played Big Truck Driver on the radio. It was jamming. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't even know.
I ain't gonna lie. It was jamming.
Big Truck Driver.
What? Big Truck Driver. Whatever it is, it was jamming.
I don't know if I am old, if I've gotten old, or if I've just gotten out of touch.
Yeah.
But I'm one of them people, and I hear that. That young nigga shit, and I just be
Kayla,
like,
Kayla, I knew it was something different because I was dropping off and I had the window roll down, and her name was like, yeah,
no, see the moment that happened,
he playing that real shit,
no. For real. No, I'm embracing the fact that maybe a little part of me, I'm bougie. And he just ain't in my repertoire of bougie. I'm just not.
I give all of them a chance.
He's on some tracks that I like, with like Gucci Mane and shit, but I'm not finna listen.
You want to know what's crazy, though? And watch this. When me and Mike talk about NBA Youngboy, and I tell him the stuff that I like, you know he tells me, that's trash. That's trash, NBA Youngboy. That ain't good, NBA Youngboy.
None of it's good.
And I be like, Mike, I'm trying to bond here with you, my guy.
Is he still wearing that makeup?
No.
No.
No, he's not emo anymore.
See?
Oh, that was just for one album?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Mike is the expert. Mike, was that just for one album or was that just a phase?
Oh, no, yeah. That was just for one album. He had to get into character.
Lord.
Get into character.
Rockstar character.
You know?
None of the hip-hop artists that I grew up on had to paint their face, paint their nails, get into character like that.
Yeah, cause this nigga different.
Who?
Hey, this nigga different, cause hey, shit. This nigga different, cause
I can find one.
I mean, I can see.
I can find one.
I mean, if you want the same old, then by all means,
I'm not saying I want the same old, but I want. Okay. That I understand.
All right. Well,
you know what? Maybe I don't relate to it. It's okay. Not a part of the life that
you listen
I live.
To. Outkast.
Yes.
So, okay, this is all I have to say. Andre 3000
has never painted his face.
Yes, he has.
When?
I will find it. But
a video?
Not even just that. He wore the craziest shit.
I mean, he never wore a dress.
I don't know about that.
I mean, artists always been wearing crazy shit.
He ain't never wore a dress.
Too. So what's wrong with being emo?
When the fuck did emo get in hip hop? I don't know. You know what? It's just it's above me now. These new niggas.
What
it's
about our emo followers? Who follow the show?
Oh,
death.
We ain't talking about that. So at this point, I don't know if it's just the fact that I don't relate to it. And because I cannot relate to it, I don't understand it. I can't get behind it. I feel like this nigga is ruining the youth, honestly. He is.
What? You know, they were saying
he got a big influence.
They were saying that about Cash Money Millionaires back in the day too.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if that was the downfall.
Let me ask you a question. Back that ass up was popping back then.
It still is popping.
It still is popping. Back then, the same thing that you're saying now, that's what they were saying about Cash Money. Mm-hmm. And we're not even gonna bring up Uncle Luke.
I mean,
Uncle Luke, they took him to court. He went to court about his music. He was finna do prison time because of his music.
And maybe he should have.
Why?
Because maybe we wouldn't be where we are right now. Because now we got my poor young Miami out here talking about, I'm a whore.
This is nothing new, though.
We knew this.
Lil' Kim was talking about she was a whore. That was her bread and butter.
But maybe if they would have gotten these people back then, we wouldn't be here right now.
Well, is it so bad?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it is.
You listen to Pound Town.
I do. But I did not listen to Pound Town because I was searching for Pound Town. My coochie pink. Okay? I didn't listen to Pound Town because I wanted Pound Town. Pound Town was coming on the radio and it just grew on me.
What lies did she tell in that song?
I don't do none of that. My baby not looking for a new pappy.
You don't have a baby, but
exactly.
Your coochie pink and your booty hole is brown.
I mean, I have not looked at my booty hole. No. What color the booty hole is. Like, Lord. Who does that? Lord. Like, come on, baby. It's just too much information that you're giving out nowadays. People are too comfortable exposing certain things, and it's just we've fallen far from grace. And I love Lil' Kim. I really do. But
so, speaking of falling from grace and we just doing different things, mm-hmm. let's talk about the talk of the town. Mm-hmm. Actress Keke Palmer.
Mm-hmm. True Jackson.
Not the True Jackson. Akilah.
Akilah and the B.
Yeah.
Has been shunned by her boyfriend for wearing a provocative dress.
Baby daddy.
To a Usher concert.
Unknown nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, what are y'all takes on this? I guess we'll start with Mike. Mike, what is your perception on this? And let me give you a rundown. If you all don't know, I'm pretty sure you do know. She wore this dress. It was very provocative. It was very revealing.
Had her ass cheeks out.
Yep.
In other words.
All cheeked up, you know.
All the cheeks was out.
And her husband.
Double cheeked up?
Yeah. On an afternoon.
It's not her husband. He's not a husband.
Oh, I'm sorry. Her boyfriend.
Baby daddy.
Her boyfriend.
Baby daddy.
That's her boyfriend.
Baby daddy.
Probably just baby daddy now.
She was claiming him as her boyfriend.
You single till you married. And I think she said that.
Okay. We're going to get to that. But he came out and said that he didn't approve of the outfit, that she is a mother. And on top of that, he didn't approve of it, and she needs to do better, basically. So, Mike, we're going to start with Mike. Mike, what is your take on this?
All right. I'm going to speak from a person who's been a big fan of Keke Palmer, honestly.
Right.
Like, shit, I'm gonna take y'all back and get y'all the history on this shit. Like, I've been watching Keke Palmer. My introduction to it was in fourth grade, you feel me? We took a field trip to watch Keely and the B, you feel me? For the kids who was doing good in school.
They took y'all to see Keely and the B?
Yeah, bro, I was doing good in school, you feel me? I was a good kid. Nigga went saying, motherfucking Keely and the B, and I fell in love, nigga, but hey. I had aspirations on doing all types of other shit, but now, bro, I'm not with it, bro. And it ain't even about the fucking dress, bro. It's the nigga, bro. The nigga that she with. Or ain't with. Whatever the fuck y'all talking about, bro. Like, bro, I honestly had high aspirations, but she out here popping pussy for regular ass niggas and shit, getting pregnant and shit.
Is that what you mad at? Bitch,
wow.
This bitch being chained with fucking Usher and shit, nigga. Usher got the hurt, nigga. I'm straight.
Okay, hey, 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 hey.
Allegedly,
we do not know officially if he has the hurt. We just want to say that to our listeners. We do not officially know. It's been said that he has the hurt, but we don't know. We are not trying to get a lawsuit.
And if it's alleged,
my bad. Allegedly.
So that's what you think. Yeah. You think that it's... Wow.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, bro, I think that Kiki Palmer could do better, bro. But shit, she chose the bed that she laying in, bro. And I'm good, bro. She a fucking hussy.
Devin?
I get it. I get why he feel the way he feel or whatever. Yeah, she did too much. She did too much, in my opinion, you know.
Really?
To say, if they together. Okay. Now, if she's single, if she really single... And don't claim this man as her boyfriend or whatever no more. She good. But if they were still together when this happened, you know, he's still a boyfriend. Even though they're not married, they're still a boyfriend, you know. And I guess, you know, like Mike said, he is a regular nigga, right? So, I mean, a regular nigga would feel some type of way about that to a certain extent. It's a difference than Usher, you know, just singing to you. I mean, he an entertainer, he groped her. You know. Yeah, he an entertainer, so he...
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Did he do that?
No, he didn't.
He pulled her to... He pulled her.
Well, it did kind of hug a little bit, yeah. She was gyrating a little bit, and he got in the ear,
and he started singing in the ear and shit.
Yeah, you see all that? Yeah, that happened. So, yeah.
Is that what we're calling groping?
Yes.
Oh, you thinking like if he fumbled a titty or something.
It's more to groping than just grabbing ass and titties.
I mean, that's what I consider groping.
That's fondling.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah,
he ain't fondling no titty or no ass cheek, though.
Hold up. He grabbed her inappropriately. He grabbed her. When you're grabbing a lady, when you're grabbing them from the waist area, you're pulling them to you, that is inappropriate if that's not your girl.
All right, I'll give you that.
So yeah, all of this happened. So I understand.
It's your fault.
I understand why the guy feel the way he do. Because I mean, at the end of the day, he's still just a regular average Joe, honestly. And his girl all up on, you know, Usher, right in front of the world. Everybody see this. His girl, you know, gyrating for Usher, you know,
ass out.
Yeah, with the cheeks out. And Usher looked at them cheeks. You know, he wanted to get them cheeks right.
I didn't even know
there,
she had
know?
A tattoo, boy.
Look on her page.
Don't have so, to. Yeah, I saw that picture.
I get what, like I say, I get why he feel the way he feel. I mean, he got a right to feel that way if they were together when this happened. But if they weren't together, I mean,
she can do what she want.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, look, and this goes back to this. I mean, she a woman with you know, status. You know, she been in movies. You know, and she got a little money, so she gonna feel like she can do what she want to anyway. Compared to this average Joe ass nigga.
I'm going to wait for my turn to come, and I'm going to piggyback on that. But Kayla,
your turn.
Okay, so here we go. He had a problem with the outfit, and he tried to bring her down as a mother. One, she has worn a bodysuit, and he zoomed in her ass cheeks, twerking, and posted it online. And I just don't feel anybody who respects their lady enough would ever do that.
Was she a mom then?
She was. He said, the caption said, look at what my son did.
Lord.
So I don't understand what his argument was about that outfit. It was a cat suit, and she was twerking in the mirror, and he recorded it himself.
That was in their home.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in the home.
Where was it?
They were out and about getting ready for an award thingy or a photo shoot or something.
Family
time. It wasn't
in
the home. It wasn't family time. It wasn't family time. Either way, that goes. One, I am moving in the era now of I'm single till I'm married. The fuck Lord. Is we talking about?
That's the motto now?
That's the motto that I am moving on. We have a baby. If I have your child, we had an agreement when we had this child. We know what this is. We know what this is. But don't get out here thinking that this is more. Ain't no ring on this finger.
Lord.
I'm single. And he tried to identify her as a wife, and she is not. She's not. That's you a baby daddy. On top of you are posting pictures in your underwear while you ain't got nothing on. So make that make sense.
Was the baby born when he did that?
I don't know. know.
Was he a father at that time?
Right.
I honestly don't know. I don't know the dates on that.
Was he a father at that time?
I don't know the dates on that one. But at this point, is it more of a difference for him to be able to post a picture of her ass online versus her going to a Usher concert and him singing to her like he's been doing at every one of his shows, picking a random woman if she's famous out of the crowd and singing
to
her?
Who else he picked?
Issa Rae.
What's her ass out?
What does it matter about the outfit?
What's her ass out?
No. What does it matter about the outfit? What does that have to do with her being a mother?
Okay.
What does it have to do with her being a mother? Because this is a girl's night out. At this point, you're supposed to be at home with the child. And if we are not married, which is clearly they are not, a husband and wife already haven't understood if an outfit is appropriate or not. But as my baby daddy, you can't speak on shit. This is why you go into the internet being mad about it. You can't hit my line about it. So you're looking for other people to try to validate you. But if she is less of a mother from the outfit.
Hold on, Mike.
If she is less of a mother because of the outfit, is he more of a man because of his outburst?
This ain't about him, Kayla.
Oh, okay.
She is a mother. What's he supposed to be doing? He tending to his child.
We don't know where he at or who got the baby.
I don't know, Mike. Why he did that, his child probably was nowhere around him. He probably.
Bro, I'm about to say, bro, if you ask me, bro, I don't think Keke Palmer had this child, bro. Maybe this man had this child, bro. Like, you got to understand what type of, you know, this man, he had to take a back seat, bro.
Like, this I man think had she just wanted the baby. Home.
He probably hooped all type of stuff. Yeah, bro, she probably wanted the baby and wanted to continue with her own life. You feel me?
I got a feeling this man probably wanted to marry her, but she don't want that right now. Even though they got the baby.
I think she just wanted the baby.
Man, probably a full-time father, bro. She probably ain't never what she's supposed to be.
So, yeah, this boy probably, that man ain't a stay-at-home dad at this point.
He
probably always got the baby. Yeah, he always got the baby. She the one always got places to be, you know?
He works. Wait.
What does he do?
He is.
What is this nigga name?
He's a fitness trainer. He's a fitness trainer. Yeah.
He don't even look. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Look,
he's a fitness trainer. He works at a gym.
Planet Fitness.
For what? And he dating Keke Palmer, bro. She should be able to pay this man bills, bro. Like, for real.
Which is why he was supposed to pipe down. He over here getting mad at Usher, who allegedly has herpes. And I would never let a motherfucker with herpes get me up out my skin. Ever.
You. Once again, Kayla would not let Usher
get you out your skin. I would never let a motherfucker with herpes get you up out your skin.
Hey, Kayla, look.
I can't guarantee you that. It depends on who it is. It depends.
Hey, I'm never going to let nobody with an incurable make me feel any type of way.
You know, the way medicine has advanced these days, it hasn't advanced enough for herpes. They have medicine that you take when you have herpes. The way you
shed.
You can't contract it.
Yes, you can. They have.
Let me clear that out on this. The way this works. Okay. Yeah, they do have medicine for that.
Yeah,
they do have medicine for that right now. But yeah, people who have it can still be active though. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can still be active though.
And you can still contract it
if you take your medicine.
It's possible.
If you're taking medicine,
if they're taking medicine,
yeah,
no.
It's possible.
No.
But however, Kayla. Imagine if you were a full-time.
I'm praying that you ain't gonna get the herpes. And this is why niggas go into sick-ass pussy and come out surprised that they got something. Yeah. Because y'all were like, no. I couldn't get it because you were taking the medicine.
I'm just saying.
And we did this on a Tuesday at noon.
I would be
and
lying.
That's the time
I would
that
be,
the Bible
wait,
said.
Wait. I would be lying. And I would be lying to my audience if I didn't try to look past. If Janelle Monae had herpes, I wouldn't be trying to look past it. Like, you know what? it ain't that bad.
Nah, Mike.
This is Janelle Monae here.
Man, fuck all that.
If Ariana Grande had to hurt, and Devin, she was like, you know, Devin, I really love hanging out with you, but I have to let you know I have herpes. You're going to be like, we can get around.
It's a possibility that one day.
We can get around this.
I mean, first of all, I already said this before. I don't look at Ariana in that way anyway.
Oh, my God.
Who do you look at?
Who do you look at? Wait.
I have to take it there.
Who do you? Wait, okay. Who do you look at that way?
Ariana off the table.
Like in a sensual way?
Yeah.
Celebrity wise?
Yes.
Who would you put your penis inside?
And build a relationship with? Putting you on the spot.
You really want me to say that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so one person would be.
She ain't got to be black.
No.
Okay, cool. That's what I.
No, we know you're right. Figuratively black. We know.
Just on the outside.
Margaret Robbie?
I would. That's not who I was about to say, but yeah,
who,
I would.
Who are you about to say?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Who is that?
You know her?
Because I don't know white women by their name. I know what movie
Supermodel.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
She was in some movies, too.
Yeah, I forgot what movie she was in.
She was in the Blurry Lines video, too.
No.
Robin Thicke.
Yep, I remember her now.
Yeah.
There were a lot of girls in Robin Thicke's video. Can we go with
still fucking.
What's her name from that movie? The other one? The one we just named?
Margaret Robbie?
Yeah, because I have an understanding of it and I know what it is, though.
I know her.
Yeah.
So you would do it, basically.
You would be like, she came, she was like, yeah, I got have herpes.
You'll be like, well, I can't contrast it.
I mean, we'll have a conversation. Of course, you got to talk about
this,
you know
pills.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
We will have a conversation and talk about it.
Yeah.
Are you going to go talk?
See?
Are you going to go talk to your doctor?
No,
because
look, you
got to
have an understanding about what it is and how it works too, at the same time. So I feel like I have an understanding about what it is and how it works and whatever. So we could navigate that, you know, and do whatever we do, you know. I'm about to show you Emily right again.
I'm just saying.
Okay. That's what she said.
I mean, Taylor.
Mike. Okay, so, all right, no. Y'all not about to run away from this question. So, what I have to ask, okay, now, Kayla, imagine you feel you were a stay-at-home mom, dude, and your husband was an actor, you feel me? And you were at the crib, bottle in the baby mouth, you feel me? Baby daddy ain't seen the kid in however long, you feel me? They working. But you see, you feel me, on Instagram, they working. At a damn concert. So your baby daddy got his ass on motherfucking TV about to make another fucking baby and your ass been home taking care of this.
Okay, so that's not same equivalency. Like, keep it the same. She did not back her ass up on Usher.
I think, Mike, we have to... I'm going to have to step in. But the difference between that, Kayla is married. I think that's the one thing. Kayla is married. They have a mutual agreement, holy matrimony.
They're not supposed to be grabbing titties.
They're not.
I said, baby daddy, but she's a stay at home mother. I ain't never say she was married. He is a stay at home husband. Father. Yeah.
First off, nobody grabbed ass or titties.
He just groped her.
You see.
Nobody grabbed ass or titties.
He pulled her in inappropriately. Let's say that.
Look, I already knew.
I know. About to make another baby.
First off, I already know, and I always ask the guys that I'm seeing, even for my ex-fiance or whatever, who would you possibly cheat on me with? Who's a celebrity? I just want to know.
He gave you an answer?
Yeah, I gave him one.
Lord,
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh no,
I'm not gonna lie to you. Hey, don't never let them say that is, they gonna
that is,
me.
That is too much transparency.
Why not?
If hey, that's too much transparency,
and there are some people who may not have a name. Because
I mean, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Great odds. You know,
so
you're
saying that you have great odds of messing with Margaret Robbie.
No, you have great odds in messing with Margaret. I have great odds in messing with Janelle Monae. You never know, okay?
What are the odds?
I believe in myself.
She's married, and Janelle Monae is
bisexual.
She not,
She's bi. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She likes both.
Usually when they say they like both, they like one more than the other.
Yeah, I like girls more.
And listen, it's usually the same sex I've learned.
Stop crushing my dreams.
I mean, I think you should just accept
reality. Nope. Tuxedos. Okay. Can I say what I feel about it?
Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, so we can move on. Okay. This is how I feel about it. I feel he should have addressed it, but he shouldn't have addressed it so publicly. That's a conversation that if you was really that concerned, you would have talked to her privately. That's private business. You don't talk about that, and you don't do it that way. That was so childish and so petty.
Yeah, because you're open the door for everybody to be in your business, right? Your relationship,
and you showing your insecurity, basically.
That's all it was.
The second thing, the reason why I don't have a problem with it, is because she is an entertainer. This comes with it. You see what I'm saying? How you dress, how you look. She has a body, and she's gonna show it off. She's an entertainer. Now, if she was a social worker.
The fuck?
Yeah, she was a social worker. If she was a teacher, if she was in a prominent position, so that's how I feel. I feel like that would be a little bit inappropriate because she's in the entertainment business. This is nothing new. This what comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, she was in Hustlers, right?
Yeah, she was in. Yo, bro, this is not the first time she showed her ass.
It's not.
Yeah, no, so not at all. So that's all I'm saying. But and hear me out. You have judges and you have lawyers and you have women that are literally signing a petition to stop a Freaknik documentary. Let me finish.
They was sucking dick in the street. That's different.
They don't even know if they in it.
But they knew they were sucking dick in the street.
They're not going to show stuff like that on the documentary.
Yes, they will. Because no, they were not. Sucking actual dick
but
in the street.
But the people probably go like blur out faces.
No.
And stuff.
No. No, they're not. No, sir.
And none of the Freaknik videos did they have faces blurred because bitches was sucking
have
dick.
You seen?
I ain't never seen no Freaknik video.
See, I got to show you. I got to show you.
Go.
Yeah, I'll show it to you when we get done.
What website is on?
XNXX.
You said that quick.
I don't even know.
Oh, you know, I went looking.
But I remember they used to play little videos on After Hours, After Dark on BET and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they
so
used to play Uncut.
See all of that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying.
They saw themselves back on then BET. Sucking
but
dick
they never
in the
seen shit
the
like that on BET.
You never you seen never, Uncut?
You never stayed up late
Lord,
enough.
It used to come on 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
nah, I never
like for a whole hour.
You would sleep by 8 o'clock.
You never heard the song, I'm trying to kick it tonight.
You never saw Nelly slide that credit card down that girl. But
oh, Tip Drill. You never seen the Tip Drill video?
I don't remember it.
You never seen the P popping video with Ludacris?
Pussy popping.
They would make literal videos just for
Uncut. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
Devin ain't black for real.
He figuratively black. Yeah. I told y'all.
Just on the outside.
But yeah, I just feel like he's doing too much. He's just doing the most right now. You know who your girl is. No, bro. You know who your girl is.
Like,
you know what she
was in Hustlers.
No, bro.
At the same time, what BK say? Bitch, you didn't got it because you had that date.
People don't know what you just said.
Not at all.
Yeah, but no, I just feel like he's overreacting. Like, real talk, when you look at, I have the biggest crush on Janelle Monae. She's been showing her titties a lot. Hey, this is come with the territory, okay? That just comes with it because you are who you are. You're in this industry. No, you're in this industry. And I feel like he over exaggerated. And I feel like he's doing too much. He's trying to get some fame. He's trying to get kudos. This is what he's really doing. He's trying to take a lot of it like, well, hey, I don't condone this. I just want everybody to know I don't condone this. This is all her.
He condoned it when he zoomed in on her ass in that cat suit. And he posted it online with no problem. He condoned that. And I feel like any man who was concerned about his woman would have had that kind of conversation about how that outfit was inappropriate, how it was in between her butt cheeks. That's not something that if you felt a mother should wear. No. So, no, you cannot be mad at this situation and be okay with this because it was you doing it. No, it was nothing.
But she was
in a. Here's the thing, right?
She was in a bodysuit, though.
Uh-huh. And it still showed everything.
Her ass was out.
She played a stripper. Her body was out. What the fuck are we talking about? Anybody who want to see her can acting. See her. She's acting right now.
Which proves my point.
She's performative.
Which proves my point. Yeah.
Keke Palmer is performative.
What movie was she a stripper though?
Hustlers?
Yeah, what movie was she?
I got to go see that.
That's the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, J-Lo was in
with
it?
With J-Lo. Yeah. Cardi B was in it. Lizzo's in it.
Go look at it. Was Lizzo stripping?
They were all strippers.
Never mind.
So this shit new?
Never mind.
No, Hustlers came out a few years ago.
Oh, it's a good movie though.
Yeah, you should go watch it. It's a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
How's Lizzo in it?
She had like a cameo type.
Oh, yeah, that's it? Though. Okay, I might go watch it.
Nah, she wasn't no main character.
Hey, y'all act like niggas really care about bitches getting naked. They don't. And it don't matter what it don't matter what your body look like.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to be dead ass. And honestly, it doesn't matter what your career is unless you're political. The only time that you can't get out in an outfit with your ass out is if you're political. But everybody else, including the social worker, could wear that same fucking outfit.
So would you wear that outfit?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Which outfit? The one
Keke wore. You wear that outfit?
It's okay. Not because I just wouldn't wear it personally. It's just not an outfit for me. It doesn't match my personality.
Would you wear an outfit similar to that?
I mean, I have my titties out all the time. All the time.
Professionally, though.
Professionally, not to work. I'm not going
no,
to work.
No, I'm talking about, like, no, I mean
to
professionally.
A
I mean,
concert.
Etiquettely, though, like,
etiquettely,
for real.
I'm not going out to a professional dinner.
That's
I'm
what
going
I'm saying.
To a concert with my girls, and when I'm going out with my girls, I'm not on the clock. It don't matter. If you mm-hmm. see me out, the fuck mm-hmm. we talking about? I'm not on the clock. Now, if I'm out here doing some wild shit on the clock, then we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. That's some shit we can talk about. If I show up to work with my titties out, we can talk about that. If I show up to work in some leggings and my ass is all up in between my boot cheeks, we can talk about it.
Right, Kayla, but if not, talk to you for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you come in here? We need to talk.
I know what we want to talk about.
You know, we just feel that you're being a distraction at work.
I felt the breeze.
Concerned about your attire.
I felt that breeze.
You're being a distraction at work, and we kind of need you to.
You know, I need some time to go home.
Put a sweater on.
I thought I put on clothes, but apparently I was still sleeping. I don't know. I don't know how I got here. I started taking Ambien. I think I'm sleepwalking.
Hey, man. I guess all I got to say is about this. Hey, rich people problems.
Honestly,
and when I mean rich people problems, I mean Keke Palmer problems. Because, I mean,
it's her broke nigga problems. Because you jealous that it's Usher. But like I said, I never let somebody with an incurable make me feel any type of way. I don't give a fuck.
Once again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because we don't know.
So,
moving on. Kayla's finna bring the song of the weekend.
Let me introduce the song of the week. My favorite, Jay Higgs, my anonymous alcoholics friends from
Clubhouse,
yes. Yep. Aries Sun.
Dope EP.
Yeah. Glitch.
The boy. I never meant for this to happen.
Well, you girls never do.
Sometimes how I feel for you. Thank you. Then I will. No one can compare. Touch vibrations. Moving through my body, can you take it? Building up sexual anticipation. I ain't even naked, girl, before you let me taste it. First let me say my grace, bitch, and you're the glitch up in my matrix. You're the only thing that makes sense, yeah. Glitch up in my matrix. Glitch up in my matrix, yeah. You're the only thing that makes sense, yeah. Daydreaming. My love ain't a scheme, baby.
My love ain't a scheme, baby.
I'm feeling. Put your own to things you never seen.
Close the door, open up. How
sensations moving through my body. Can you take it? Building up sexual anticipation. I ain't even naked, girl. Before you let me taste it. First, let me say my grace, bitch. You're the glitch up in my matrix.
Glitch up in my matrix, yeah. Glitch up in my matrix, yeah.
You're the only thing that makes sense, yeah.
Only thing that makes sense, yeah.
Glitch up in my matrix.
Glitch up in my matrix, yeah. Glitch up in my matrix, yeah.
You're the only thing that makes sense, yeah.
Only thing that makes sense, yeah. Only thing that makes sense, yeah. I wanna touch you without touching you. Only things that we commit is sensations. Levitating, no hesitation. Deep pressure taking. So horny, baby. Close the door, open up. I went up in the living room.
Moving through my body, can you take it? Building up sexual anticipation. I ain't even naked, girl. Before you let me taste it, first let me say my grace, bitch. You're the glitch up in my matrix.
Glitch up in my matrix, yeah. Glitch up in my matrix, yeah.
You're the only thing that makes sense, yeah. Glitch up in my matrix.
Glitch up in my matrix, yeah.
You're the only thing that makes sense, yeah.
Only thing that makes sense, yeah. Only thing that makes sense, yeah.
Close the
door, that was Jay Hicks with Glitch from the EP Aries Sun. You can find his EP on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, and I'm pretty sure if you hit him up, he'll send you a link so you can download it. I don't know where to follow him at. That is Kayla's friend
on Instagram.
But when he hears this, he can plug it in.
And Clubhouse.
Yep. And he's on Clubhouse. You can find him on Clubhouse. Yeah. What is his name on Clubhouse?
Jay Hicks.
Yep. I know a lot of the females out there be looking for him, you know. Is he married?
No, he's single.
Oh,
out of Memphis.
Hot sauce. Yep.
Be looking for him.
Ladies, there you go. Yep.
Now, as much as we talk, you think I'd be able to find all his handles?
But you
can't find none right now. We're looking for him.
Wow. Man, I bet he's
like, I'm so sorry.
When he listens, he's like, damn, Kayla, what the fuck?
Officially Jay Hicks. Yes, on Instagram. Officially Jay Hicks. And I believe that's the same handle that he uses on Clubhouse as well.
He just blessed us with a dope track. And you,
I mean, and he's still, you should listen to the whole EP, Aries Sun. Just check it out. You just gonna love it. He's entertaining.
Mike, what you thought of the track? Yep, he's doing it again.
Mike can hear us. He can hear us. That's my fault. My bad.
No, he's doing it again. Mike, can you hear us?
He's still muted, actually.
He's doing it again. Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
My bad. I had muted you when we did the thing.
So what you thought of the track, homie?
Man, David was muted the whole time, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I muted him because I didn't know if he was going to be talking or
anything. Lord, you muted him.
He probably heard it before already, though.
He couldn't, but I had muted him on this side. He could still hear it.
No, I muted him from the source.
Yeah, you muted him from the source, but yeah. I muted him on the mixer, so he could still hear it.
Yeah, I ain't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he said he did it again, so.
Well, you guys, I know this episode, I told y'all I was going to talk about believing in yourself. But I think this is accurate. I have to address something.
What you got to address, Michael Jackson?
Let it out.
This past month has been weird, right? You know, I've been promoting the podcast. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, I speak nothing but positive vibes about the podcast. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people at my job and I tell my friends. And when we drop a new episode, right? I tell them, I send them the link and I tell them to listen to the episode and just don't stop there, you know, listen to some more. Mm-hmm. not thinking, they're going to actually go back and listen to more episodes. Mm-hmm. This is how I envision. I envision they listen to the episode I sent them and they be like, okay, I fuck with this. I'm
let
just going
to continue to follow.
Let me continue to listen from here. Mm-hmm. But they seem to go back.
Let me catch up.
And catch up. And there was an episode
that's
that,
cool though.
It's okay.
No, that's cool. If people want to, you know, yeah, you want that.
It's okay.
It's like they're getting familiar with all your work, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's past work.
So.
What you did?
There have been a lot of females that have hit me up, that have texted me, that have said, I got a bone to pick with you. There's been some coworkers, ex-coworkers, that have felt some type of way. Now, the only cool one, I'm not going to name drop her because I've learned my lesson from that.
Yeah, don't give names.
Somebody must have gotten your ass before name dropping.
Don't do that.
If you can name the episode.
That Mike name dropped somebody. But no, and we had a dope conversation about it. And she brought some positive things to light. I brought some positive things to light. She was the only person that actually talked to me about it. Mm-hmm. So I want to give a shout out to her. She'd know who she is when she listened to it. Mm-hmm. But these other females.
Still followers, still fans. We love you.
You can unfollow. Ooh. For all I care.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. No, don't unfollow. We need you guys.
What did they do? What did they say?
They were very disdained. Okay, me and Devin did this episode.
Drag Devin into it.
No, you're always part of it.
No, you're in this. We're in this together. We did this episode.
Mario wasn't on this one?
No.
Okay.
Or was Mario on this? I got to go back. I listened to it. I don't remember listening to Mario. I know it was me and you that were basically talking.
Okay.
Me and you. And basically the episode was called You Know We're Friends, Right? I don't know if you remember that episode.
About the friend zone?
About the friend zone. And we talked about the subject of dating women that are also parents. Mm. And
not you, the angry, the baby mama club.
I kind of did. They feel some type of way because I basically expressed that, you know, that's not what I wanted. I didn't want a woman that dated. I didn't want to date a woman that had kids. And I felt like that was my preference. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But I think what we did was we didn't go deep into our whole reasoning behind it. I thought it was just enough.
You got to give a reason?
To some people, you do.
Why?
Because y'all women.
go ahead.
So... I guess that's to be the topic of the day.
So I guess you about to clear the air a little bit.
Well, not more about to clear the air, but maybe I thought to myself, and I talked to my sky daddy. Shout out to
you
my sky
talk
daddy.
To sky daddy about yeah,
and I think he when I prayed and I talked to him because I prayed to him about we talk about everything
as you should,
especially when I talk about the podcast. He was like, "You need to make it a little bit more clear." And that talking to my friend, I think I need to make it a little bit more clear now. Me and Devin is from a small rural town, right?
Yes.
And we don't have a pick of the litter of who to date, correct?
Yes.
And a lot of the...
Just shit on everybody.
No, it's the truth. No, it's the truth. Devin, how old are you?
I don't want to say.
Okay, well, I'm 35.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm up there, boy.
Hold up. First, you ain't that far off, Devin. So
no, he's not. But he far don't want to. He don't want to tell his age.
I don't want to disclose my age at the moment.
He's being a female right now.
Hold up. We're not going to address just because you want to be secretive and call it female. Because
right.
Wait. Hold up. When I ask a female how old they are, oh. You don't ask a female's age.
Yeah, you never ask a lady her age. That's just how it's
well,
going in
most
history.
Of them aren't ladies.
Hey.
Dang.
Just because you out here asking people who aren't ladies what their age is doesn't mean it applies to everybody. I am going to still give you the, you never ask a lady her age. But I'm going to still tell you what my age is. I just got to get that off
Kayla,
first.
Kayla, are you a lady?
Yes.
Okay, then.
So don't ask her her age.
Right, because right? You're a lady. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also am not a shy lady.
How old are you, Caleb?
You never ask a lady about her age. But if you must know.
I don't get that.
I'm 30.
I don't get that. I don't get that. You should never ask a lady her age. I just get, you don't ask a woman her age.
I mean, that's, who you asking?
Exactly. That's the, you just complimented what I just said. But anyways, like I was saying, we are around a lot of females who aren't as ambitious. Or they have a content mindset. So I guess what we should have said was we don't date females with no ambition or females who don't have nothing going for themselves. Instead of saying, hey, I don't date baby mamas. Because now that I'm at 35, I went on 2 dates and both of them were single parents.
And how did that go?
They went well. Okay, I lie. One went really, really well. The other was okay. Because of the
other one okay.
Why was the other one okay? I don't want to talk about it.
Would you do them?
No. Not the second date.
You'll do the first one?
Yes.
You'll do it hard.
It depends.
But it depends on.
But they had kids, right?
Yeah.
Does it matter the number of children? Or just having one child?
Because they only had one, I had no issue. It was like, okay, I can deal with one. But
okay,
it was one girl that asked me to go hang out with her. She had like 4 kids.
Did you get to meet the kids, or was it just you and them, or whatever? Did you?
No, I never got they to meet the kids.
Okay,
I never got to meet the kids.
Could be amazing kids, bro.
Because I've learned this. Women, when they're really serious about their kids, they're really peculiar who they bring their kids around.
Right.
Yeah. So,
as they should.
They didn't feel like at that time they just met me. Mm-hmm. They didn't feel like that was the right time. Maybe after like maybe a couple of dates and we got through talking, probably so. But after that, no.
Okay.
But I just want to clear that up for all our listeners, you know.
You done?
No.
Okay.
I will say this. It's still my preference.
Okay.
You know, I make an exception every now and then.
I mean.
But that's.
Make an exception for the ones you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but who don't do
preferences?
That? That's your preference. Yeah. I'm just saying that is your preference. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? And I guess the biggest thing, I guess the real reason why I felt so bad about it was because, and I felt bad as far as on me, was because of the fact that it's just amazing how women have preferences and we don't ridicule y'all for them, Kayla.
Yes, y'all do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Have I ever? Wait. I'm not every dude.
Okay,
well, I'm talking about Mike.
Okay, Mike, you may not ridicule us, but women get ridiculed for having preferences. I want a man who's going to pay all the bills. I'm a gold digger or spoiled. It just depends on who you ask.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
Crowd is.
But so, that's what I'm saying. But I say I don't want to date, baby.
I don't want to date niggas with kids. I'm like, hey, don't let these bitches make you feel bad because they pop pussy for the wrong one who didn't put a ring on it. It's not your fault. And that's just being real. Okay, it's... Imagine me getting to know you and your child. And then fuck shit pop off. Your baby dad do some wild shit. Or you do some wild shit. Or we just grow apart and it don't work and we can't be together. I'm getting the fuck. I'm not sticking around. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be happy. Especially we're not married. There's nothing here. And now you got your kid all in the mix. And your kid like me. I can cut ties.
I can too, but I guess I don't know.
Imagine me cutting ties with your kids.
And then I guess another thing, too, that was back when I was way younger. And I've gotten a lot older and mature now.
Yeah.
So my preference is still my preference, but I'm more open to it than I once was. But I just wanted to address it. I want this to be a topic because I want to see how you felt about it, how Mike felt about it. Of course, Kayla has just expressed how she felt about it. So, Devin, what do you have to say?
How I felt about it? Me personally, I feel like at one point I probably did feel a certain way about it. But now I feel like I am open. Because I've become more open minded. I feel like the older I've gotten, the more open minded I've become as well. So I think that's a good thing. So overall, I'm open to it. What about you, Mike Will? Mike Wills.
Man, that's a hard question. Really, just because it really depends, bro, on what the situation is like. That's the main thing, you know, what the situation is like. Could I see myself in that situation? Right now, probably not, because I didn't get this far without him.
It's like, well, you didn't got this far without baby mamas?
Both of them, yes. Baby mamas and kids, yes.
I don't know, bro. I think when I was
in the perfect situation, it could work.
I think when I was younger, I was looking at all that comes with dating a woman with kids. You know, when you're growing up, you saw dudes that were dating females with kids, and they practically took on the role of pretty much the stepdad, you feel me?
Yeah.
And they were dishing out money, paying bills. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, I don't want that. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Kayla's dog Max is really doing it. Max, are you okay? But yeah, I always saw that, and I was like, growing up, I'm like, I don't want that, you know what I'm saying? And then I wanted somebody that was on my level, what I was doing, you know, no kids, single with no kids, and
as you should.
Well, I can't. I'm being honest now. Now that I'm older, now I can't do that because you miss out on dope females.
Hey, popping pussy for pimp. And him leaving you with this kid is not my responsibility because I look at
some of them don't leave him.
I don't give a fuck. A lot of these motherfuckers have mamas. I'm not. I don't care. I mean, for the right one, I might.
See what I'm saying?
For the right one, I might.
Yeah, he got three baby mamas, but no, you know, we working it out.
No, ain't no working that shit out because that's poor dick management, and I do not. I don't agree in that at all. I am never going to argue with you for liking what you like because I don't like ugly people. I don't like broke people. I don't like small penises. I don't like small bank accounts. I don't like people who can't leave the country. I don't like people with fucking certain allergies, goddammit, because you finna hinder shit that I can do. Like, if I could build a nigga, I would build a nigga. And he wouldn't have kids. He wouldn't have attachments to other fucking people. I want to experience the first with somebody who's also experiencing a first. I don't want to have to hear somebody else tell me, well, you ain't my mom, or that's not your child, and you can't do this, because you mean to tell me I got to provide for this child like their mom, but I have stipulations? No. You can't put stipulations on how I interact with my child. So if it's not going to be a this is my child type of situation, I wouldn't go into it. I don't care who you is. So at this point, it's like, I feel all children need love and they need a stable home. But if I can't get along with the parents, it's not going to be for me and I wouldn't do it. And if marriage is not something that that person is going for, then it's definitely not a relationship that I would pursue, especially if they got kids. Because fuck I look like.
Yeah, Kayla just put out, you know, everything she don't want out there.
Right.
All her, you know, her no criteria, small, whatever.
No small nothing.
Right, so.
Everything got to be big.
Fellas, if you fit that description, if you feel like you can live up to, you know, slide in the PWK Instagram page, man, we'll put you through to Kayla.
Yep, we'll send you a picture of Kayla. Hey.
Please don't try me.
Lord, you please boy, don't. You talk about people that try. Whoa, what's happening, Kayla?
I mean, it's amazing the confidence. But you know what? I ain't gonna never knock somebody for having confidence. Cause, you know, I do like a medium ugly nigga. But I don't like
Give us an example of a medium ugly nigga.
Medium ugly would kind of be. Hold on, let me scroll on Instagram real quick.
Lord, not Instagram.
It ain't hard to find a medium she ugly got, nigga.
They already didn't hit them DMs, y'all. Like for real.
Oh, like he's medium ugly. And that's only because.
See, I was thinking celebrity.
Wow. Oh, you want to know celebrity?
Just somebody people
no, no,
know.
No, 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 no. Show me a personal friend that's medium ugly.
We're not going to say his name.
No, you don't have to.
He's just medium ugly.
Oh, Key medium ugly. Medium ugly enough to get.
So you said you can do him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he makes up for his ugliness.
Hopefully with his pocketbook and.
Lord.
Look, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not finna take no broke ass nigga talking about pay 50-50. I'm not finna do it. I'm not finna do it. I'm never finna do it.
She lying, guys.
Okay. So, oh, yeah. So now that we've talked about that,
the rapper.
And we've cleared that.
Oh, you don't know.
We can talk about that, Kayla, while we got a little bit of time left. Because Dwayne Wade cleared up the whole 50-50 fiasco with him and Gabrielle Union. I'm sorry, Dwayne Union cleared up the whole fiasco with his wife.
Gabrielle Union. This man, an NBA Hall of Famer.
His name is Dwayne Union.
Call that man Dwayne Union.
Here's the thing about that, right? And it's still my issue. Because to be the man of the house, you left your wife in this emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
That is leaving her stressed all the time.
How is she stressed all the time?
Because bitch feels like she has to pay to stay. So you will respect her. And outside of that, you won't. And I cannot fathom. I think people still associate the money to the power. Even in the relationship, you are supposed to be respectful to each other. Just because you are providing for me, I am still caring for you. We are submitting to each other. If you think you paying the bills gives you the right
to dictate. You think you want to tell the people what he said and
how he said it?
And how this whole 50-50 thing came about, Kayla?
He never... Oh, well, you want to go ahead and tell them how it came about?
I can just give you a gist. He basically... It was a conversation he was having with a group of friends, and he basically had a lead with your conversation statement, basically saying, I bought this house. And Gabrielle Union basically said, don't you ever talk to me like that or ever mention something like that in front of me again. And yeah,
from that point on, you never made a bitch feel better.
Okay, I just want to say this. Gabrielle Union is a millionaire.
Power couple.
She's a millionaire, so she can. And this is what I'm saying. She can say that.
Uh huh.
You can say that.
Uh huh.
Women that are actually in their careers and actually doing something for themselves. They can say that, but look what the number Dwayne Union did on his last wife.
The crack she doing that?
Yes.
But I think she was doing that before they fucking separated because he was
why
cheating,
enough, right?
Nah, I think he was cheating and she started doing drugs.
But what I'm saying is she didn't have anything to her name. And he probably had that lead with wallet talk that he was doing now that he tried to do with her.
A lot of men have the lead with wallet talk. Let me get this. A lot of males have the lead with wallet talk. Men.
She's not lying.
Men.
That's what Kayla wants. She wants to lead with wallet talk.
No, I want a man who understands what he is working towards in life.
She want a dude to say, I pay the bills in this goddamn house that I fucking bought.
What?
Sit your words down.
At no point in time.
That's what
at no point in time. No, at no point in time could my man ever tell. I mean, unless we, you know, doing some things, could he tell me?
Stan, shut the hell up.
Other than that, no.
If he was doing things, if he was on.
You can be doing things and still be respectful in your relationship. You ain't never going to tell somebody to go shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down.
But
this is my house.
But this is the reason why they have a 50-50 mentality. And then also, too, like he was saying. Now, I do agree with this. He was saying, my money takes care of my side of the family. Her money takes care of her side of the family.
We're not a family.
No, talking about like.
I mean, because he did come with baggage, right? I mean, he came with the kids. She ain't got no kids.
Taking care of his mother, taking care of his relatives.
Family.
He says takes care of them, and then. On her, and that's what he was saying. His idea of 50-50 was, but he was basically saying, I pay for everything, but it all started with that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ain't shit changed about nothing I said, because a male is leading with his wallet in a controlling manner, and you going 50-50 with him just so you can get respect?
50-50 as far as... family.
It's 50-50.
So
because
you want Dwayne Union to take care of his mama too?
What? Yes. We all who else is gonna take care of her?
She's a millionaire. She's a millionaire.
We family. What the fuck are we talking about?
I think that's pretty okay. On that level, I don't have a problem with that. With the mindset of, hey, I take care of my family. With the millions I've got, and you take care of yours. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
We're family. We are one. But if you want to split this shit and keep it separate.
He pays all of the... So wait, I will give him credit for this. He, like he said, I take care of everything else. That's where we say... Because he cleared it up.
He came back and he said all that shit because niggas was clowning him. For letting everybody know that, damn, you got your wife out here going 50-50 with you, nigga.
It was her choice.
Yes, because he is still an immature-ass little boy. Not a man.
I don't know, man.
Not a man.
Whatever worked for your marriage, this is what works for your marriage.
I mean, y'all ain't got you to know? Understand where I'm coming from.
We understand where you're coming from, but I'm just saying... When you're Kayla talking about... It's like, what else... In his defense, which I won't defend him that much, in his defense, what else do you want him to do? Like, real talk, what else do you want him to do? If I'm taking care of all the bills, I'm taking care of all the expenses, and you came up with the idea of saying, hey, I take care of my personal endeavors, you take care of your personal endeavors. What's wrong with that?
You know,
what's wrong with that?
I think we'll just have to agree to disagree on this.
I think we will, because at this point, it's still one of those things. If you can't make me feel safe and secure with you, I feel like I still got to go and pound the pavement because you opened up your mouth. And it's not like you ever came back to try to smooth this shit over.
So I gotta take care of your mama and your dad to make you feel comfortable?
The fuck you thought we was finna be doing when my parents got older and they needed something? As my husband.
You're rich. I can understand.
You're factoring the money into it, but the money out of it.
Okay.
Because as a husband and a wife.
If we're factoring that, that's the point that I was finna bring up. If you're factoring that, yes. If you didn't have the money and you were living off of one income that was making more than the other, then yes. Most definitely. But the point that I'm making is that she is rich. She has money. She can say shit like that. She can say stuff like that. Other women can't.
I mean, it does not
fucking matter. I mean, like, what position like you have in your life.
It ain't saying
once you become married, you are one. My problems are your fucking problems. Though, your problems are my fucking problems. Whoever Taylor, makes the fucking most. That's not the point we're talking about, Mike. What you talking about?
Like, Kayla, he was about to pay it, Kayla. He just need to be able to say that it's his fucking house.
All I'm saying is that Devin just said, if that's how they want to run their household, if that's how she feels, and she says, "Hey, you take care of your family with your expenses, and I take care of my family,"
we are not one.
How are you not?
You still one because that's just the system that worked for your marriage, you know?
Right.
No, y'all want to come back and say Dwayne Wade cleared it up. No, Gabrielle told y'all what the fuck it was. We 50-50 around this bitch. That's what the fuck she said. She came and told you what it was.
She don't have a problem with it, though.
Because he put her in the position. She came and told y'all what it was, and motherfuckers clowned his ass.
Okay.
And he tried to come back and try to clear it up and save face. Beating on my chest, no. I'm a man.
Okay, wait.
This is my house, I take care of my house.
An average chick that doesn't take care of anything, or doesn't take care of herself, and he's taking care of everything, can she really do that? An average chick.
Married?
Yeah.
Can I beat on my chest and say that my husband's supposed to take care of me? I'm talking about
going 50-50 like that.
Going 50-50? Taking care of the household.
He take care of the household.
No. He, paying the bills. He takes care of
all the expenses.
You want to put on a financial. If you look at only the finances of keeping this fucking house going. That's not just keeping the house going, the other expenses. No. If you are looking at only the finances of keeping the fucking house going, I think I want nothing.
I think I want another Benz. Well, what color Benz you want, baby? Well, my baby want another Benz, so I guess I got to get her a Benz. She wants
a new car.
It's
not a necessity.
It's not
and a necessity. When you factor in kids, the kids need things. And who is tending to the kids? Because it's not him.
How is it not him?
He's working.
He has custody of them.
He's working. And a man who is providing like that is working majority of the fucking time. Gabrielle ain't fucking working.
Before that, who was with the kids?
Gabrielle?
Before they got together. Because him and his wife had been broken up before that.
Had been together for a long ass time.
They've been together for a long time, but there was a gap. They weren't
when they
together.
Broke up for like a year.
No,
or two
they weren't. When they weren't together,
had that break.
Wait, hold up. They weren't together. Period.
Because he went and had that break, baby.
No, this was after he left his wife, his first wife. This was after he left his first wife. And he had
the crackhead?
Yes, and he got custody of the kids. This was way before he got Gabby. No, he wasn't.
You need to look at the timeline.
I know the timeline.
I don't think he got right with Gabby. He didn't get right.
I remember because that was the biggest talk. This was after he won his first ring. They broke
so
up.
That's back in like 06.
Yeah,
she was fucking with him though.
Like, no, not in oh no 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 Mike, not in 06. No, no Mike, not in no, not in 06, and not when he won that first ring. Because they was talking about how he had to fight to get custody of his kids, and he was taking care
of the fact that he was fucking on her.
No, they wasn't. The reasons for the divorce. God, they was not.
Let's see.
We got to agree to disagree, man.
Yeah, come back to that one. But yeah,
it's a whole nother episode right here, you know. It's all good, though. We got to check our facts and come back to
We definitely got to check our facts because I remember there was a gap when he was not with Gabrielle Union and he didn't get married and he wasn't Dwayne Union. He was still Dwayne Wade.
Just said Dwayne Union.
He was Dwayne Wade and
Dwayne.
Yep, he was Flash.
So they initially met a few months before Dwayne Wade split from his wife.
Officially divorced.
No, they met before they split.
Officially divorced.
Split.
Split.
Okay.
Split. It's the difference between split and divorce.
And divorce.
Yeah, it is.
You got to split first before you can go through with the divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna look it up.
All right, man.
Yeah. This was such a fun episode.
It has been very
eventful. It's very fun. It's so dope now that we have Kayla in person.
I mean,
you know
here I go. Here I go.
Don't jump, bitch.
What you saying, Mike?
What are we gonna eat?
What are we gonna eat?
I don't know.
That's a really good question. Yeah,
that is a really good question. I've definitely had fun, but I guess the biggest thing I wanted to get out. Hey, baby mamas, don't be mad at me.
Cause don't nobody give a fuck. About I love you y'all. Popping pussy for pimp and not nobody want to take care of you.
Everybody don't pop pussy for pimp. Okay. Let's clear that out. I have a lot
Unless
of good.
Unless you were divorced.
I have a lot of good friends.
Let's be honest. Can we keep it?
I have a lot of good friends that was not popping for pimp. Okay.
Sky Daddy know what it is. He know what you was doing. Hey,
I never got to say this. But I'm proud of your favorite Boosie song that you was able to recite. You think I never thought I would hit you. Actually able to quote a Boosie song.
I appreciate that, man. It took me years to remember it.
Hey, he was blackfacing for real this weekend.
What? You saw the Snapchat?
Lord,
he was acting an ass, boy.
Are y'all talking about me?
Yeah.
I'm talking about you don't like Can you, We Talk. What's wrong with you?
We was singing it word for word.
I heard the damn song, and I already know we go hear it the fucking night probably, too. You
know? I mean, it wouldn't be a night without it.
It would be a great night
you
without
know,
it.
I'm not even looking forward to hear that. You know what I'm looking forward to hear?
Remember the time?
No.
Do you remember?
No, actually, I'm looking forward to hear. Is this blues song? Keep on rolling.
Oh, I'm tired of this shit too.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a real groovy song, real catchy.
No, no, Mike, that's not the song.
I know
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. I don't know which one you're talking
about.
Keep
on rolling.
Oh, is that 26-year-old?
That's the King George up there.
It's King George.
Yeah. Ain't he 26? Is that who
I don't know about? How old he is, but yeah. That song jams.
I was on, not Instagram, but Facebook last night because I'm old, and I was scrolling on there, and they were showing him, and he's 26-year-old, and he looked good, too. I ain't going to hold you.
Yep. I thought he was that young.
Yeah, he just sounded like an old-ass
King thing. George, if you hear this, Kayla thinks you cute.
You got to fit the criteria, though. You can't be allergic to nothing.
And you have to have big everything.
I mean, because what we talking about, my life is very expensive. I'm not going to pretend.
What if King George allergic to peanuts?
I don't really like nuts all that much either, so okay. We'll be all right.
It is okay. Man, really, really dope episode. We really thank y'all for tuning in and listening to us. I know I'm going to get some calls on this episode, so just get ready. Anything y'all want to leave with?
Shout out Mario. He ain't making this episode, but shout out to Mario.
Yeah.
Shout out Jay Hicks for the song of the day, mm-hmm. song of the week.
Right.
Song of the year.
Man, shout out.
EP of the year.
Man, shout out.
Go ahead, Mike.
Shout out Mike Day. You feel me? Who's going to give you a call after this show?
I'm a what?
You said shout out to Mike Day.
I'm going to do.
Who's going to give you a call after this show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Probably and shout out.
Go ahead, name
drop.
B-Y-M-A.
I mean, whoever's going to call.
This goes out to all my baby mamas.
They're not his type.
I got. Some of them are.
Are they really?
Yeah. That's the thing. Hey. That's the thing, though. Like, there are some females
when you
meet some of the females, you be like, oh snap, this might be. I'm gonna ask her out on a date, and then she'll do something. She'll be like, yep, because I got to get home to my little girl, and you be like, oh.
Man, then you got to factor in the age of the kids. Like, if you catch them when they're young, it's probably cool because you can build a bond with them. But when they get older, and they know you ain't my daddy.
Look.
You had to sing the stepdaddy song.
I mean, that's what you finna get into.
I don't know. Actually, I'm not getting into that.
You ain't my dad. Shut up.
Ain't that the most ghetto song? Like, for real.
But it's funny, though.
It is.
You ain't my dad. Shut up.
I wish my dad would have never left. I wish we stayed here by ourselves.
Devin, do you know that song?
I do. Yeah, I know.
I wish I would have got invited to the juvenile thing to give me a project ticket.
Shout out to Juvenile. That was a dope Tiny Desk. Like, you went to a Juvenile concert, didn't you, not too long ago, Kayla?
It Yeah, it was Juvenile at the Let the Good Times Roll Festival.
Was it fun?
Yes, it was hot. It's all get out. He's... Juvenile was late. The Yin Yang Twins were late. It was supposed to be Boosie, but, you know, he had got locked up at the time. Mm-hmm. But he free now, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He should come back just because, but I know he ain't.
We should all do some type of, well, Devin's not going to go, but we should all do some type of festival, Ratchet Festival at that.
Not in this heat.
No, it don't have to be in the heat. It don't have to be in the heat, but I'm pretty sure anywhere that you go that's a Ratchet event, air is not going to be provided.
You're right. It's not. It's not. It's me. It's me. I need to change my hair. I need to go get some braids. And Lord, that's
what it is?
Yeah, I need braids.
That's a woman thing?
Yeah, it is. Summertime okay. is for braids. It's not for hair to be down. It's for natural styles, protective styles. Wigs and weaves just ain't
especially
one of those
especially at the
things.
Beach, right?
I mean, oh. especially.
I don't know these things.
I mean, how would you? You're not a woman.
I'm That's not for you. I'm talking know. About as far as just being a man. You know, some men know these things. Like,
you
can,
you know?
You can. Yeah, see, he just said it.
I know, like, braids yeah. is a protective style, and it's better to wear them, like, if you're going to the beach and stuff.
But you know, for maybe certain vacations, but seasons? Do you know what the hairstyles are seasonally?
Well, for this, I feel like, you know, women will probably wear their hair down more in the fall and winter, right? Fall and winter
mm-hmm.
compared to spring See? And summer. I thought braids also, was for any time. Of year,
I mean, braids yeah. can be year round. It just depends on the person. But me personally, I like to do summertime braids because it's hot. It's fucking yeah. hot.
He's a vet. Look at him.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I've been around the block.
Yep. Once things. Or twice.
I mean, then who's a braider?
Who's a braider?
Uh-huh. Because I need one.
Oh, I don't know. I got a cousin who braid.
I got two of them.
For real.
They work in my barber.
Everybody got a cousin
they,
who braid.
Right. They work in my... They work
Apparently not.
They work in my barber's barbershop.
Not the one.
It's another one.
Oh, okay.
I just caught on what you're saying when you said the one.
Okay. Yep.
All right, man.
Hey, I got to tell you something about that, too.
Okay.
Oh, man. Had really, really fun. It was so dope to come down here and visit Kayla and her lovely, lovely home. We want to thank you for opening your home to us.
Anytime.
You know, being a member of this podcast, you could have just said, no, let's just meet at a rural spot. Be like, Kayla, why are we at a
coffee shop?
Why are we at a coffee shop?
Because that's where they shoot these things.
No, they don't.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, they do. Some people,
it can't be done.
When they started, you yep. know, in the beginning of them. But now they dedicate like a room somewhere. You rent a space. But yep, who got time? Yep. I got all this space.
But just want to thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. You can follow Devin at
Only One Grace.
You can follow Kayla at
A-Love28.
I'm scared to do this. Mike, they can follow Mike at
PWK_podcast.
There you go.
Right.
You can follow me at AirMax_Jax. One quick announcement. We are gearing up and getting ready for the final and last series of Dating and Finding Love. Devin is looking gleefully happy right now.
Yeah, because I've been ready to stop doing this shit for a long time. Yep. Honestly.
And... Yeah, we're coming to an end.
So, yeah, I'm happy we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Dating and finding love stuff, Kayla. I hate it.
I don't.
But it'll be your first time.
I mean,
on it.
What's it about?
Finding love? Dating and finding love.
I yeah. mean, it's trash out here.
Some
so.
Wait, no.
So you'll probably hate it like me.
Some do's and don'ts.
Do's, don't
giving
trust
you some
these
help.
Niggas. Don't love these niggas.
Don't listen to Kayla. Love. Right. Don't love niggas. Love black men. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, love the men in your life. Let these other broke boys die. Don't reproduce with them. Let them die out.
Oh, Lord.
The whole bloodline well, just you needs
can,
to go.
You can kiss that goodbye.
I mean, that's just my hope for the world. That's how we get better, if we just start sorting these weak niggas out.
Also, don't forget, if you're this your first time listening to the episode, don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. It's the road to 500. When we reach 500, we got a real, real big announcement for you in the future. But until then, we're going to keep doing it on this podcast. We're going to do it on Spotify and Apple. podcast. If nothing else, we just want to thank y'all for partying with killers, killing everything that we do. We out.